Greenpeace and the Cascadia Wildlands Project filed suit in federal district court in Anchorage July 10th. Larry Edwards is a campaigner for Greenpeace in Sitka. He says the suit challenges the agency's DEER model, a mathematical tool used to assign a habitat value to a particular part of the forest.
The Forest Service has been using a data set that represents habitat quality that is actually uncorrelated to habitat quality. And also, there's another conversion factor that's used that's applied to the output of the DEER model that converts that output into the carrying capacity. And the Forest Service has been misusing that according to the science under which it was derived.
The suit challenges four timber sales, the Overlook and Scott Peak sales near Petersburg, the Trader's Cove sale near Ketchikan, and the Soda Nick sale on Prince of Wales Island. Edwards says the agency has overestimated carrying capacity for deer habitat in its environmental analysis of the sales.
All of these errors all work in the same direction, which is towards overestimating carrying capacity and underestimating the impacts of the timber projects.
The suit says the Forest Service has not done enough analysis on whether enough deer are available to support southeast wolf populations or subsistence hunts. Those are concerns that the groups have raised unsuccessfully in the past in administrative appeals, and the groups hope a successful court challenge to the forest sales will also apply to other timber sales put out on the Tongass. The suit asks that the forest sales be halted and the agency perform more analysis of their impacts. These four sales had already gone through the public review process. Three were expected to go up for sale sometime in the next 2 months. And the timber industry was hoping to see that timber become available. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says the Forest Service has been very conservative in its estimation of deer habitat. He says the suit is not about deer, but more about halting Tongass logging.
Our timber under contract for our mills is at an all-time low, and the timber sale program is, this is the second year in a row. And last year, the Forest Service only sold 30 million feet, and we've got an industry with a, even the existing industry, the ones that are trying to operate, have a normal operating capacity of 200 million board feet per year. And, hell, this is nothing but an effort to kill off the last of the industry. There's nothing secret about what they're trying to do.
In considering the impacts of a proposed sale, the Forest Service does not try to determine actual numbers of deer on the forest, but evaluates a landscape, factoring in the elevation of a piece of ground, the direction it faces, and whether it's a patch of trees, clear-cut, or open muskeg, or something in between. Those factors determine how much snow can pile up and whether deer can survive in the area through the winter. The factors go into a mathematical model that produces a general value for a piece of forest. The agency has defended its model in the past, saying it was created based on the best available information at the time. However, the Forest Service has been working to produce a better modeling tool that reflects more of the localized forest conditions. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has also worked on producing a better evaluation of habitat. Fish and Game wildlife biologist Dave Person says none of the models are right, even the new versions.
They're not perfect, but they are useful. And they're useful when they're combined with good biological professional judgment. You need both. You can't just use one or the other. Both really provide you with a much better tool. And the problem is making sure that both are being applied. And I think this is still a valid question, and I think that we need certainly improved tools in terms of our models, but we can never use those models to substitute for good biological knowledge.
Person says there are many factors that are not taken into account in the current model, things like the quality of food available or predation by wolves or connection between different areas of good habitat. Forest Service Public Affairs Officer Phil Salmon says the Forest Service uses the best science it can in planning any projects. He referred specific questions about this month's lawsuit to the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. Andrew Ames with that department says the agency is aware of the suit. He says staff are reviewing the complaint and they'll respond in court when appropriate. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.